Unit 7, page 62, exercise 2. Speak to me. Advice to boost your confidence when you speak in English. Confidence is something that many people want but don't have when they are speaking a different language. Many people often feel shy or even upset when they have to speak in front of a group of people in their own language. So, when it comes to doing this in another language, it's completely natural to feel anxious. For example, when your teacher asks you to speak in class. So, here are 4 tips to help you feel confident when you speak English. Slow down and pause. Being nervous causes us to speed up, and this can make what we say difficult to understand. Speaking at a slower pace can have a positive impact on the listener and make you sound more confident. It also gives you time to think of what you are going to say next and helps you to avoid mistakes. So, the next time you reply in English, take a second and gather your thoughts before you speak. Remember, your classmate is probably feeling nervous too. More than words. Communication is much more than the words you use. Research has shown that smiling helps people to relax and feel happier. Smiling has a positive impact on your audience too, as it makes you appear more friendly and trustworthy. Also, make eye contact. Making eye contact with people helps you to appear self-assured and assertive. So, use this to your advantage. The next time you speak to somebody, remind yourself to look into their eyes and give them a smile. Errors are important. Most people worry too much about making mistakes, and this can make them feel embarrassed when they are speaking. Mistakes, however, are a positive thing, and they show that you are learning and making progress. We actually improve by making mistakes and learning from them. So, don't be afraid of errors. It's all simply practice, and that is a necessary part of becoming fluent in any language or mastering any new skill. Think after you speak. Think about the last time that you spoke in English. What words did you lack? What new expressions did you learn? Take some time to reflect. Make notes of the things that you need to practice or don't feel comfortable with, such as vocabulary to describe a certain topic. Take specific steps to work on these areas rather than just worrying about your general level. Soon, you will find that your confidence and fluency have increased. So, what are you waiting for? Get out there and start communicating.